better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, we're back now, and Ted, please continue, and we'll take some calls when you're done summarizing the measures that we're speaking about currently.
Yes, Henry Waxman wants to require all federal officials of the executive branch of government, that's at least 8,000 federal officials, to report every quarter in extensive paperwork literally every call that came to them from the American people attempting to influence our government in any way. And that's mind-boggling. And furthermore, all of these calls will be also listed in a national public database, so that if you call the federal government or the executive branch of government saying, get out of Iraq or whatever, stem cell research or whatever, your call will be made public information on a national computerized database, and you will have lost all privacy in your attempts to influence our government. Now, this is unprecedented because it lays staggering paperwork requirements upon federal officials so that they literally can't do anything else except respond to the government demands for vast paperwork requirements. It also violates our freedom of speech and freedom of petition to the government, requiring all of this paperwork in order to be responded to by the government or keep the flow of ideas and input from the American people coming. So this is a tremendous encumbrance upon the democratic process of receiving input from the American people. And what it would do would be to basically shut down government in the executive branch from any openness or opportunity to receive input from the American people, because every call would have to be itemized, the contents would have to be described, and then it would all have to be put on the Internet into a massive database. And this is the kind of the other end of what Section 220 wanted to do. It wanted to lay onerous reporting requirements on grassroots lobbyist organizations, the smallest grassroots lobbyist organizations in America. It wanted to call the average person who calls this member of Congress, it wanted to describe him as a citizen lobbyist now. And so what I'm afraid of is if we are allowed to let Waxman's bill get into the new lobby reform bill and be passed, the next stage, stage number three, which will be coming down the beltway after that, will be a requirement that every so-called citizen lobbyist, that's every housewife and every farmer out in America who wants to call Congress, will also now have to register their calls in a quarterly report with the government with a specific description of the contents. This is all massively Orwellian. And now is the time to protest this. Now, I haven't said much about Waxman's bill because I've been wanting to keep people very focused on the overwhelming threat of the hate bill. But now is the time while the hate bill is in the House Judiciary Committee under consideration. It's not moving too forward too fast right now. Now is the time tomorrow, folks, to make a call to your congressional delegation, your two senators, and your House member, and the number is 1-877-851-6437. That's 1-877-851-6437.
All right, very good. We'll be right back with more, and we'll start with your calls when we return. Ted Pike, truthtellers.org, Rick Adams, your host.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think the real easy way of dealing with all of this is to go to Ted's site. Ted Pike has done probably more work in this area than any other single organization organized for religious and First Amendment free speech rights that I know of, Ted. And if they go to your website, they can obtain videos, they can obtain the materials that you have produced, that you have written, but most of all, they can get a daily update on what is happening basically in the Congress and can act upon that. They don't have to wait for me or for John here, Statmiller, or anyone else to bring you on and wait for you to come on a program, because by then it may already be too late. And we need to mobilize people to be informed. And the easiest way is to go to your website, okay? I'm not just patronizing you, but I'm saying that that is the central resource right now for all of the clearinghouse of information. And you have done yeoman work, obviously, in beginning to educate many of the these sheep that are meandering there in the wilderness who weren't even aware of how serious this threat is. So, why don't you again mention your sites, your two sites that you have, okay, and give people a chance to go to them.
Yes, truthtellers.org is our main site. We did have a secondary site called Hate Laws Exposed, dealing only with hate laws issue, but the Truth Tellers is the place to go for a broad overview of not only domestic issues here of hate crimes legislation, anti-Christianity, and so on, but the tremendous problem of Israel and its belligerence in the Middle East and Iraq and so on. And
okay.
That's a place to go. My niece and I, Harmony Grant, who
yes.
was quoted tonight, and I are producing probably two or three powerful updates and articles every week. Get on our e-list. You can sign up there at Truth Tellers and get that just hot off the press.
Every day you'll be informed
Absolutely.
Whatever emails come out. Okay, that's
you
important.
Bet.
Now let's take some calls. 800-313. All right, 9443 is the number. 800-313-9443. Let's start with Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim. You're on the program with Ted Pike.
Hello, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
You gave me the perfect segue into what you were talking about with the Canada and hate speech, because in today's Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, Edmonton Sun,
mm-hmm.
is a column by Lynn Cockburn entitled
yes.
Sundle Merits Laughter.
Yeah.
And the main title is May His Every Utterance Be Greeted with Guffaws. And the first two paragraphs says it all, what our future is here in the United States with the hate crimes. It starts off. These are very short. Ernst Zundel is an idiot, a fool, and a moron. I hope I stated my opinion of the man clearly, but just in case, Ernst Zundel is an ignoramus. He used to be Canada's fool. Now he is Germany's. Never a Canadian citizen. He schlepped around Canada for over 40 years, spewing his Holocaust denial garbage to any who were foolish enough to listen. And some were there always those who will listen to hateful idiocy. Now, you talk about a hit piece. This is just the first two paragraphs. It doesn't get any better. Now, this is an example of these people could be writing in a year about you and Ted Pike or me or anybody else that speaks out. This is what they're allowed to do in Canada. This is what hate speech really is. This woman
hates
this
I
man.
Agree. Yeah.
And I know she has to be Jewish because nobody else would say schlepped around Canada. I mean, that's strictly a Jewish term.
Well, you know, the venom and the poison and the hatred that comes out, it clearly betrays any lack of objectivity there on their part. I mean, I can cite examples. For instance, there's this First Amendment group out of Virginia, and they have such writers as, and they're not objective, but they do write on First Amendment issues like Charles Haynes and people like that. I'm sure you're familiar with them,
yeah.
Ted. And even he, Mr. Haynes and others have come out and, of course, immediately derided the debunking of the Holocaust story as, you know, something that he certainly would love to see the first ones prosecuted would be those terrible deniers of the so-called Holocaust. And yet, he said the more dangerous thing would be to enact hate speech legislation in America that would punish such speech. So here, you know, he's certainly not winning himself over to the ADL types who expect people like him to either be silent uh-huh. on the issue or to come out and say amen in the amen corner, you know?
You know, in this letter that I quoted several days ago in one of my e-alerts by mm-hmm. Representative Boozman of Arkansas, he said that many are concerned that legal precedents would become established after federal hate law was passed, widening and broadening the powers of the government, not just to end physical hate crimes,
mm-hmm.
physical violence in the states, but also verbal violence. And I queried in this email alert, I said, who are these many? Now, certainly there are many who have called in, perhaps millions have called in to Congress in the last few weeks, but I think there are many in Congress also, among the staffers and so on, who are beginning to understand our objections and look outside of the United States to what's happening in some of these other countries.
Well, they have the precedent right there.
Absolutely, and also in what I've read in the hate crimes that they would like to pass, a mere utterance of anything that I might say or you might say would be considered verbal assault.
Yes.
Yeah.
And would be punished under the hate crimes law.
Yeah.
Well, Jim,
it would be a felony.
You know, I'm glad you brought that that Canadian news article to our attention, that column, because that is the sort of thing that you will hear repeatedly now. And it's not about that at all. It's about freedom of thought, freedom of speech, and freedom to argue and debate in the arena of political thought. And they don't want that. They really and truly hate free speech. They hate the idea of religious liberty. I remember when we were fighting locally on another issue, on the issue of freedom of choice in cancer therapy, you know?
Yeah.
And that was the day in which Laetril and, you know, nitrilicides and B-17 were the issue. I remember our local newspaper, the Pravda Journal, I call it, editorializing against a bill that we had shepherded right through the General Assembly, and they said it was terrible because they said, yeah, it's nice to think that adults should have the freedom to make their own decisions, but, they said, you must have an informed decision. And that was the key phrase. In other words, they and their appointed and anointed experts will be your guide, and you will be informed as to which decision to make. And that is sort of like fascistic and tyrannical, to say the least.
It's worse than fascism. It's communism to the core. If
right.
You're allowed to have any opinion you want as long as it's our opinion.
Exactly.
You know?
And that scares me, and even people like Haynes and the First Amendment groups and foundations are at least speaking out against the hate speech legislation, though timidly and certainly from a defensive position, for obvious reasons, they at least are speaking out against it.
But the problem I have with Haynes and the cohorts is they say it shouldn't be against the law where you go to jail, but they say nothing about having the attack dogs of the ADL and all them attack you and cause you to get fired.
You know they're not.
They ruin you financially. They have no problem with that.
Well, you know why.
You know, we don't really want to send you to jail. We'll make you pay in other ways. That's
right.
The difference.
Right.
It's like a Zionist versus the Orthodox Jews who say we shouldn't really be in Israel now. We shouldn't be throwing the Palestinians out and murdering them. We should wait and do it later. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the same thing whether you do it now or do it later,
right.
In my opinion.
That's the caveat. Okay, thank you, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, perception there. Ted, any comment?
The time for vigilance as never before in our history is right now. And I am very gratified. I'm not one of those who wants to hold up the specter of gloom and disaster and so on and not mm-hmm. deprive our listeners of good reports. I think we are making real progress, but we have to really set aside time now to keep those calls going, those communications. We have to adapt to new legislation like this, the Waxman's new bill, not let it get an inch into the new reform bill without a massive protest from the American people.
Absolutely. Let's see. Let's continue. Doug in Texas is next. Hello, Doug in Texas. Are you there, Doug? Hello, Doug. All right. Going once. Going twice. Going three times. All right. We'll find out what happened to Doug in a few moments. And we have, let's see, Mike in New York right now. Hello, Mike. You're on with Ted Pike.
Hello?
Yes, Ted. Mike, I'm sorry.
Okay, good evening,
Good evening.
I listen to every show, Mr. Adams, and especially when Ted Pike is on it.
Uh-huh.
But the last time I heard Ted Pike was in a show with John Stottman, and he claimed that Jesus was a Jew. So can you clarify that?
I certainly can, Mike. Jesus was a descendant of the tribe of Judah through Mary, not through Joseph, even though the genealogy is there, going back past David to Ruth and Boaz and so on, because Jesus did not have a human father, and so he couldn't inherit the genetics of the line of David through Joseph, but in Scripture, there's a very clear statement, and I don't quite have it at the tip of my tongue, in which Jesus is described as of the tribe of David, of the lineage of David, and mm-hmm. we don't receive much information on that in Scripture. But the fact is that Jesus was a product of the tribe of Judah. Now, going back... Well,
all right, okay, hang on, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Ted Pike and the caller to pick up on that, and we'll move along. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Be right back on RBNLive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Okay, we're back now with Ted Pike, the caller, Mike. And Ted, you were just... answering his question. Go ahead. Go ahead, Ted Pike.
Yes. As I'm sure my caller is aware, the southern tribe of Judah, that's Jerusalem, was taken captive in about 597 B.C. by Nebuchadnezzar, taken into Babylon. Mm-hmm. And then about 70 years later, about one-tenth of the tribe of Judah came back to Palestine and reestablished themselves there. And so that the descendants of the Jews, the Hebrews who lived in Palestine at the time of Jesus, were descended from the tribe of Judah, including Jesus. Now, the Christian identity movement says, well, that may be true, but when Herod came in with all of his retinue and officials and so on, Herod was an Edomite. Herod genetically displaced the Judean genetics out of Israel at that, or Judah at that time. He kind of genetically made over the Jews, the descendants of Judah, into bastard Jews, Edomite Jews, so on. It became so mixed up that the identity people say that it could, they are no longer a true descendants of Judah. They say Jesus was from north. He was a Galilean. He was not part of these new group of people who are called Jews. And the Jews, who they believe are really Edomites, were the one who killed Christ and so on. This is all very, very far-fetched. You know, you can't genetically make over a whole nation of people, of maybe 4 or 5 million people in one generation. It's very contrived.
I don't think that's what they say, but they don't all agree on that, in fact. But that's something. That's really a discussion for another program.
Yes,
if you
it
wish.
Is.
Because we're really trying to concentrate on this,
I
this bill. So does that help you at least answer your question about Jesus?
Yeah, that's just bothering me so much because I read some articles and
okay.
on your show. People claim he wasn't a Jew, even Joe Church.
Well, you have to define your terms. What is a Jew? What is not a Jew? Who is a Judean and a Hebrew? And that's something we can debate about forever. But the point is that I'd like to ask you, where are you from? You speak with an accent.
Okay. I was born in East Germany, and I know what it is to live under the communist regime. Like, you have another
Yeah.
So, which all Americans to stand up against this because the satanic regime like was in East Germany and all over Eastern Europe, it's horrible.
Well, we know about that. All right, Mike, thank you for your call. I appreciate that for Ted. Let's move along now. We lost Doug, but now we have Roger in Pennsylvania for Ted. Hello, Roger.
Yeah, thank you, gentlemen. And, Ted, I'd like to ask you to what extent you would knowledgeably and with profit care to expand on the earlier, schnookering of James Dobson and or one or two other big-name evangelicals of residual or better merit. And then, you know, that had to do with over the... driving the Christian religious expression from the chaplaincy, the military chaplaincy, and then you recall the rabbi in the Jewish newspaper, The Forward, assured his readers that not to worry, the fix is still in. And
yes,
if there were any follow-on comments from Dobson or others to that effect, and, public and or private, to address that situation, and I might have a follow-on question.
Yes, well, not only Dobson, but everybody seemed to think that there was a victory at the Air Force Academy as a result of massive calling into Congress and so on. Even myself, we thought... I'll just go back and give a recap of what happened there. There was a former cadet, a Jewish cadet by the name of Mikey Weinstein, he filed suit against the Air Force Academy basically for allowing Christians to evangelize, Christian cadets and officers and so on, to share the gospel of Christ at the academy. He considered that a form of discrimination against Jews and so on. He filed suit against the Air Force Academy, and Rabbi Arnold Reznikoff, who is the chief ethical consultant for both the Air Force and the Navy, as I understand it, he was very instrumental in kind of pulling a fast one on people, in which Reznikoff and others gave the impression that Christian chaplains would be allowed to pray and that witnessing would be allowed to go forward. Mm-hmm. But actually, they didn't actually concede that. And Reznikoff, in that article you're mentioning, kind of privately to the Jewish community, assured them that the Jews were not going to lose any ground out of this and so on.
Hmm.
And Gordon Klingenschmidt, was another...
we've had him on the show several
victim
times.
...of Rabbi Reznikoff and his edicts that the Christian chaplains should not be allowed to pray in public ceremonies in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm glad you've had Chaplain Klingenschmidt on. I'm sure he went into much greater detail on this.
Mm-hmm.
But
all right, hang on. Can you hang on, both of you, Roger and Ted? We'll be right back to pick up on this issue. I'm glad you brought it up. In just 3 minutes from now, on Uncensored Radio Free America, Rick Adams, your radio Avenger.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
All right, we're back now, and we have Roger on the phone line. And Roger, are you still there?
Gotcha.
Okay, and Ted, you were just responding to what Roger was saying. And go ahead, now you have plenty of time to respond.
Well, I had made the recommendation that national Christian leaders call for the resignation of Rabbi Reznikoff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anything was ever done about that. I believe that the final hearings and the deliberations on, mm-hmm. on the status of Christians and,
right.
and so on was still up in the air. I haven't actually heard whether any resolution of that has occurred.
Mm-hmm. No, I have not either, and we haven't spoken with Gordon Klingenschmidt in quite a while. Maybe it's time to do that again, huh?
I think it would be a good program.
Yes, we will. Okay, Roger, a second point or continuation?
Yeah, before my second part, are you aware of any responses from Dobson and or other significant others?
Well, not so much. One of the problems we always run into on all of these issues which deal with Jewish activism is that the Jews are right under the surface, you see. And if a Christian leader wants to take on an issue like hate crimes or the Air Force Academy and so on, they're almost, by definition, opening up a can of worms that involves the Jews and the possible backlash against them of the charge of anti-Semitism, you see. And I'm not afraid of that. I believe we have to get this out in the open, but it's no secret that many of these large organizations would rather steer clear of having anything to do holding up matters Jewish to public criticism.
Yeah, okay, and of course the Klingenschmidt thing is compounded as if there's any truth in the response I got from my one state senator, or congressman rather, was that Klingenschmidt did some church jumping interim, that is from the Episcopal Church. I don't know if he was escaping the perversion there of the Anglican Communion, and or then to try to jump to sponsorship in the, I guess, now worthless, totally now worthless, Full Gospel Church, because they refused to sponsor him on the basis that he had been court-martialed. And his court-martial was entirely for upholding Christian expression.
Yeah.
So that didn't help matters, but I didn't know if they just took advantage of that opportunity. So he got another sponsorship, but presumably he would have found another one if he hadn't been canned in the meantime, if that's any accuracy in what happened there.
Gordon Klingenschmidt should be held up as a national hero, not made the butt of aspersions and innuendos like that.
Well, you know, he took a stand, and he said he was prepared to take a fall and be court-martialed and, you know, wind up in serious trouble, you know, in order to make his point that he was there. And as a Christian pastor and a chaplain, rather, he had an obligation to not allow the state to interfere with his religious freedom.
Absolutely.
And he could not bow to Balaam. Essentially, that's what he was saying, and he wouldn't. So there was a real constitutional clash for you.
Well, I think that the outcome of his stand, though, was some kind of a resolution in Congress.
Oh, yeah.
But it didn't seem to benefit him too much.
No, and you're right. We'll have to update it.
Yes, he pointed out Rumsfeld half lied because he did not offer any backward grandfathering in that would apply to Klingenschmidt himself.
Yeah.
God bless you all.
Okay. Thank you very much, Roger. And I lost the thought for a second. Okay, I got it here now. The thought came back to me. And that is that at the risk of sounding blasphemous, Ted, now what about the other side of the coin that professes itself to be nominally Christian, and that is the National Council of Churches, which, as you know, is coming under condemnation again by the ADL today, the ADL on its website, for having the gall to actually seek some sort of remediation with Iran and its supposed anti-Semitic hateful leader, Mr. Ahmadinejad. Don't they have a vested interest in the First Amendment as well?
Oh, I would think so. And I welcome liberals, even liberal churchmen. Actually, you know, to the shame of the evangelicals, some of these big liberal world council churches and so on have done more to focus empathy and sympathy to the Palestinians than all the evangelicals put together.
Yeah.
And it's a strange contradiction, it seems, that those who deny the virgin birth of Christ and his deity and all this stuff actually can feel the suffering of the Palestinians more than Jerry Falwell and John Hagee.
Well, maybe you ought to send an email to the head of the NCC, the Council of Churches, and some of them, and at least give them the knowledge that you have pertaining to these issues. That'd be great.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is that the ADL is attacking all aspects, all branches of Christianity. You know, when the communists take over in a country, whether it's Cuba or China or Russia or whatever, they kill the liberal churchmen just as quickly as they kill the evangelical churchmen.
Sometimes they do them first.
we should remember that anything that has any tincture of the cross and the character of Jesus Christ is going to be trashed and destroyed. So I know that the ADL has viciously attacked the Southern Baptist Convention for allowing so-called proselytization of Jews. But they're going to go out and fight Christianity or expressions of any kind of common sense, international decency or law, just as voraciously as they go against far right.
Right, absolutely. Okay, let's take another call before I have another question for you. We had Frank here in Louisiana. Hello, Frank.
Great show tonight, gentlemen. Thank you all in defense of our Christian King, the Lord Jesus Christ. I found out something very interesting the last year in an old World Book encyclopedia that really helped me in my studies of understanding all this stuff that's happening today, which is all prophetic. Mm-hmm. It said in Flavius Josephus was a Pharisee and a great historian of that day, around 70 A.D., and a contemporary of the apostles, of course, being a Pharisee, he wasn't a Christian. And Flavius Josephus had said that the laws that the Pharisees had put out were not always the law, the Mosaic law. They were, a lot of them were pretended laws. And after that time, after the Romans had sacked Jerusalem in that genocide, the World Book had said that they had started to accumulate all these various laws, and about 300 or 400 years later, they codified them into the Antichrist Babylonian Talmud. And I said, you know, when I read that, I said, those are the same Pharisees that 40 years before Josephus, Jesus Christ called them sons of hell in Matthew 23. And, you know, the biggest hindrance to the Jewish people today are these Jewish religious leaders who would hold to this Antichrist Babylonian Talmud in their present today. And that has become very clear to me with these Antichrist ADL and ACLU people. It's always against the rights of Christians, like we don't have any rights. And I hate to tell you, but our laws were started by Christians. The common law is called biblical law, and the founding fathers kept it in the Seventh Amendment. And if you don't think that we will fight for our rights, you need to read about the rustic country preacher man and lawyer named Patrick Henry and all these other guys. And it's time that we lay down the gauntlet and plant the flag and say, we will, from this point on, we will not tolerate anybody who ever threatens our life, our liberties, and our property given to us by our Creator, as was stated in the Declaration of Independence. Because if you don't want to follow the Constitution, we'll use the Declaration of Independence.
How do you like that, Ted? Do you have any comment?
It sounds good. You know, I was on a talk show just a couple days ago, and one talk show host said, well, Ted, you know, what you're doing is a waste of time because all these forces are coming against us. They're all conspiring. This is a decisive moment. And he says, we've got to take up arms. We've got to take advantage of our rights to a citizen militia in this country, you know, got to start training troops and getting guns and all that kind of thing. But I reminded him, I said, no, it's not a time yet to take up our guns. It's a time to pick up that telephone. And if, you know, I was on a program with you a few weeks back, and you said if everybody who was listening to the Radio of Revenger actually did pick up that telephone,
which
would be hundreds of thousands, that we would be so much stronger. And what I told this host was that, no, we're not ready for that. Yes, the Constitution gives us the right to overthrow our government if it becomes oppressive and unjust. But on the other hand, what we're seeing in Congress right now is the fact that the American people, the will of the people is overwhelmingly being expressed to the House Judiciary Committee daily and its members, and we are seeing signs that Conyers and others are waffling around. They don't quite not know what to do with their hate bill. Do you realize it's been several months now, more than several months, since that hate bill was even put in there? They don't seem to be in any big hurry to get it into the House Subcommittee on Crime. Now, Other bills, like Waxman's bill, were introduced very late, were processed very quickly. Waxman's bill passed 20 to nothing in his committee, and they're moving that along. But the hate bill, for some reason, some cold feet may be developing there among the ADL promoters of
but
that.
But is it also a matter of a quid pro quo, like, hey, we'll see if we can put the hate bill on the back burner as long as we get the other bills and so forth through? Do you think that might be?
I'm not ready to speculate here. I'm just saying that we are getting reports from legislative staff members and receptionists and so on that indicate that a lot of calls are still coming in, and I want to encourage people to continue to call on the hate bill and the Waxman bill and so on, and stop these things. Let them know in no uncertain terms that we're not going to allow an Orwellian hate crimes bureaucracy to be here. And as I say, Frank, the best way right now is keep those calls coming in. Come to truthtellers.org. We have all the materials there, all the members of Congress, their legislative aides, members of the House Judiciary Committee, and so on, a complete arsenal of weapons to hold back this evil.
I agree with you. That's the way to go, you know. And let me just say this briefly. You mentioned something about Gnosticism. The word Gnosticism comes from the Greek word gnostos, meaning knowledge.
Yes.
The Gnostics like to use Jesus Christ, but they denied his divinity.
Yes.
And to cut to the chase, the Gnostics said that knowledge was salvation. You see, they were going back to the carnal way of thinking. And that's what all this is about. It's using Jesus, but denying his divinity and his eternal purpose on earth. This is all a bunch of trickology that Satan is using. This is a great time to awaken the Christian church, which has been asleep in this country for the last 15 to 20 years, and we really need to wake up because they're coming at us. And I want to thank you all in defense of the liberty of the Christian man, but most of all in defense of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because nothing will stop that gospel.
That's right.
That's true.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Much,
thank
Frank.
You. Bye-bye. Thank you, Frank, from Louisiana. We appreciate that. 800-313-9443. The question I was going to. We're going to get to another call in a moment. But the question I wanted to ask you, Ted, had to do with the so-called fairness doctrine issue that also has resurfaced in Congress from the radical left perspective. Can you tell us, as Harmony Grant has written on it as well, exactly where that stands now?
Well, like the hate bill issue, the president seems to be waffling on that.
Mm-hmm.
As early as 1949, the fairness doctrine was established, which seems to be encourage bipartisanship and fairness on the airwaves, but actually it's a tremendous encumbrance upon those who, through their own entrepreneurship, their own labors and risk and so on, like you, have a radio or TV program and so on. It requires basically your ideological enemies to have a right to come and become beneficiaries of your airtime. That's really not fair. It's not really an enlightened type of free speech. It's actually the discrimination against those who are in broadcasting as a result of their own labors.
Well,
and,
that's true.
Yeah, and what happened was that when these requirements were rescinded, enlightened, far-right talk radio and conservative right-wing talk radio burgeoned because a talk show host could come on and say anything he wanted, and the local liberal didn't have the right to call up and demand equal time.
Exactly.
And this has been very galling to the ADL and the thought police, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're wanting to reinstate the fairness doctrine as a way of putting some kind of a cap on the burgeoning growth.
Again, it's about destroying free speech, isn't it?
Talk radio. Yeah, we have to realize that ADL is very concerned about the Internet, talk radio, and so on, especially in America, because what we're doing right now is, as far as speaking the whole truth about this, is unprecedented. And I remember the time 10, 15, 20 years ago when I was pilloried for two and a half afternoons, entire afternoons, on Christian radio here in the Portland area, described as an anti-Semite and so on. The talk host on a Christian Salem station hadn't even seen my video, hadn't even read my book, but just absolutely trashed me as an anti-Semite, and the ADL could come through and describe me publicly as an anti-Semite and a hater and so on. Well, that doesn't exist anymore because the ADL has been terribly punished. $14.5 million fine for calling a man an anti-Semite unjustly, you see. So we have basically a green light. I'm speaking to our audience here today to point our bony finger like the ancient prophet and say, you're the man, you're the one behind this. You evil Jewish leaders are the eye behind this terrible octopus that is strangling America. We can say that today, and the ADL is going to take it. And there are so many voices like that are now saying the same thing, which I dared to say 25 years ago, that the ADL can't deal with all of these cases at the same time. So this is a time to speak out, and the Internet is a tremendous highway, a way of dispersing this truth to the entire world.
Yes, and as you just said, the fact that today there's no excuse for any fairness doctrine simply because of the widespread availability of choice in the media and the Internet and cable television and all of that. There is sure. absolutely more competition in that sense now than ever before, more choices. So it's not like there were three television stations in your community years ago, two or three stations, and that was all you had. Now you have hundreds of channels, and you also have the opportunity through cable access to do your own program. So,
you know,
all right.
One other thing, Rick.
Oh, you'll have to hold it. When we come back, then we'll take a final call as well. All right. We'll do that when we wrap up with Ted Pike, truthtellers.org. We'll be back, Rick Adams.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
All right, not much time. We're going to try to bring in a couple of quick calls. But, Ted, go ahead. We didn't mean to cut you. Go ahead. What did you want to say?
Yeah, very quickly. I think we're at a time here where we're seeing some real signs of disenchantment among the evangelical right with Bush and his administration.
About time, isn't it?
American Family Association poll recently showed that 70% of their members had no confidence in him that he would repeal the hate bill. So this is a time when there's an increasing openness, even among evangelicals, for the message that you and I are putting forth.
Not to mention the general public, indeed.
Yes.
All right, let's take Ed first in Georgia. Hello, Ed.
Yeah, hello, Rick.
Yes.
All right, this is going to sound kind of stupid, maybe, but, you know, I've heard this talk, and I ask myself, why and what's the reason for it, for this debate? Okay, and my conclusion comes to this. You remember when Bush in 91 gave this speech to the UN about now is the time for the New World Order?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, if you look at State Department document 7277, in that document it says rules for international behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
Now, I was looking at that, and I'm hearing what's going on, and I'm seeing what's going on for the past 60 years, 50 years, and I said to myself, aha, I know why. Rules for international behavior. They don't tell you what the rules are, okay? But I've already figured them out. They have cracked down so hard on alcohol that if you have one drink, you can be considered drunk, right? Or impaired.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get arrested for it, right?
Possibly, yes.
Okay. So they want to eliminate all alcohol. They have put chemicals in the tobacco. They have raised the prices of tobacco for what? To get people off of tobacco. And they have made tobacco farms close down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the other rules of international behavior. No tobacco or tobacco products. Now, the other one is a New World Order wants one of everything, which means they want no religion. So the only thing that annoys me is when people talk about Jewish people or Christian people, they're not hitting home what the problem is. The problem is they are trying to get religions to fight with each other, because who is the two largest religions? The Muslims and the Christians, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Muslims, we have killed over 3 million Muslims, easy.
Okay.
Okay.
So what's the point
who
now?
Who is the second largest religion?
The Christian religion.
Okay. So what happens if the two largest religions fall apart? All the rest of the religions fall apart, right?
Right.
So therefore, my conclusion is, you know what's going to happen? They're talking about Iran attacking Iran, but they really don't have a reason to attack Iran. So what happens? What happens is this. We get hit with multiple attacks. They blame Iran.
Yeah.
While they attack Iran, they open up the floodgates of the 650 civilian detention camps, and in
you go. Right. I understand that, but we don't have time to pursue it tonight, but Ted will respond.
No, I don't want you to pursue it, but
okay.
I was just saying. Do you?
No, no.
You
all right.
No?
That, I'm with you. I'm with you, man. Thank you for the call, Ed. I appreciate it.
Have a wonderful night.
Okay, thank you. Boy, we're out of time. We just can't squeeze in another call, I'm afraid. But, Ted, thank you for your work in this area. And, again, people should go to your website, www.truthtellers.org. And if they wish to contact you personally by phone, they can. All right. Well, we'll give that number, too.
Yes.
Thank you, Ted. Go ahead. Give it.
Okay, yeah. 503-631-3808.
All right, Ted. Thank you for this two-hour update tonight. And we'll do it again, I'm sure, soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Good night now.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Tomorrow night, Lindsay Williams back to talk about the collapse of the dollar, China, and banks going out of business in America. Don't miss it. 9 o'clock Central right here on RBNLive.com. Rick Adams, good night.